Well, good morning, and good morning to all of you, God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for who He is and what He's done in our lives. Saints, it's been another week already. We're in the middle of November. Christmas is just around the corner. Time is moving quickly. God is remaining faithful. We've been through a whole lot over the last couple of weeks, whether it be personal or externally. But regardless of what we've been through, we've come today in victory. You're here. You're still alive. You're still moving. You're still breathing. You have a privilege that so many people did not have. And for that and that alone, we have to learn to thank God, to praise God, to give God glory for what He's doing in your life individually. In order for God to bless other people, you have to make sure you keep yourself in fighting trim. Today, as we move forward in this fast-paced society and world that we're living in, I want to encourage you to just move forward and keep allowing the Lord to bless you in the moment that you're in. Everything that comes into our lives, it comes into our lives to bless us. We never understand why God do what He does. We never understand why He let this happen and let that happen. But what we have to learn to do is to trust Him. Everything, saints, is a process. Allow yourself to subject itself to the process. God will always bring you out. God will always make the way. God will always bridge the gaps. Here's what you have to do, is you have to wait on Him. You have to trust Him. You have to believe that He knows what He's doing, and you have to believe that He's unfailing. We allow our emotions to speak for us in many cases. And I'm not saying you, I'm saying we. We allow our emotions to get the best of us, and then we get ahead of God. We want to dictate to God what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. But what God is saying to each of us who are on the call on this morning, He's saying, let me be God. Let me handle your life. Let me fix it my way. It's okay to do the prep. It's okay to prepare yourself and to do the things that you have to do to be successful in the world upon which you live. But God is saying, when something happens that you don't understand, bring it to God, and He'll take care of you. Listen, David said, I once was young, but now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Well, let me testify for David. I, too, have never, ever, ever, never seen the righteous forsaken. You right now, you're sitting in your bedroom or in your kitchen or in your cars or you're listening to me. But let's be honest and reason with each other this morning. God has been good to you. Come on now. I sense somebody just said amen. God has been good to you. Stop acting as if God has abandoned you, and now you have reason to doubt the moment that you're in. He brought you out of so many other things. He healed your body. He gave you life. He gave you strength. He's given you peace. And what He's done in the past, He still has the power to do it in the present and in your future. The call of God on our lives today is to trust Him. Trust Him regardless of what we can see. Because what we can see is designed to bless us if we live by faith. But what we see, because a lot of times we're living out of our flesh, it scares us. It causes us to think twice and to doubt the power and might of our God. On this day, as we wake up, it's the 17th day of the month of November. as we rise to give a testimony to the goodness and the faithfulness of God, I want you to take a look back over your life and just see how wonderful and awesome God has been. Here's the truth. You have not been so good. Here's the truth. There's some secret things you've done that nobody else knows about but God. Yet he looked beyond those things, and he continues to bless you. He continues to heal you. He continues to lift you up. Yesterday, while teaching our Walking Deacons class, I said to them, if we were perfect, we would not need God. I said to them, if we were perfect, we would not need God. But the mere fact that we need God is an indication that we are on our way to a higher plane. God had to send Jesus to this world because the creation that he created had gone buck wild. But it is Jesus who sits on the right hand of God, who's constantly pleading our case. Because remember now, Jesus was housed in flesh. He understands what we're going through. He understands what we're in. Today, I need you to allow Jesus to be God over your life. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. And mainly, the biggest deliverance that will be needed in your life is to be delivered from your flesh. Because it is what we're housed in that constantly make us do the craziness that we do. So on this day, as we look back over our lives and we reflect on how good God is and what God has done, give him honor for his faithfulness. Give him honor for his loyalty. Give him honor for how he keeps making the way for you. God is a good God. God is a kind God. God is a merciful God. He won't do anything to you that will destroy you. Everything is designed for you to step back and fall into the hands of God. He loves you. So today, while you are in this time of prayer and meditation, I wanted you to meditate. I wanted you to think about the awesome faithfulness of our God. He's been with us. He's never left us. He's held our hand. He's guided our feet. And he's been our God. Today, as I reflect with you, I look at the Psalm of David. In the 119th Psalm, David is at a moment in his life where he's bringing clarity in prayer to himself. And I want to read just the A part of that text, the 119th Psalm and the 160th verse. Here it is again, Psalms 119, verse 160. I just want to read the A part of the text. It's just four words. Listen to the words that David shares. Thy word is true. That's all I want to give you today. Thy word. This is David testifying that out of all of life's happenings, the only thing that remained authentic, the only thing that remained true is God's word. Psalm 119, verse 160, it says, thy word is true. Here's your word for today. Let the word work in your life. Stop resisting God's word from growing you. You get up every Sunday and every Wednesday. You come on the prayer call line, and the man of God is constantly telling you that God's got it. God is going to work it out. God is going to turn it. But things happen in our lives, Pastor, and you don't understand what I'm going through. I do. But God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We spend thousands and thousands of dollars to see psychologists who could give us their own way of calming the fears that are in our lives and the anxieties that are in our lives when you can just put the Word of God on it. And He'll be your healer. He'll be your deliverer. He'll be your keeper. He'll be the calmer of your soul. Listen to this. David said, "Thy word is true." David said, in the midst of heated fright, "Thy word is true." My friends may not be faithful. My pastor may not be found. But thy word is true. I heard saying good morning this morning, Reverend Cephas, and one of the things I admire about her so greatly is that she sticks with the Word of God. It's what illuminates her. And today, even in the midst of her transitioning of her sister, I want to encourage her to stick with the Word. David said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway." Listen. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will remain forever. Jesus says in his dialogue with those who he was ministering to, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Everything that we need, brothers and sisters who are listening to me right now, and could ever hope for, is rooted in our faith in Jesus Christ. His word is true, even when everybody else is a lie. His word will illuminate you when everything else has led you into darkness. Most of what we stress over, we would immediately get over it if we would learn to put the word of God on it. There's healing in his word. There's healing in his word. There's healing in his word. When David said, "He anointed my head with oil and my cup running over." The oil of God is the word of God. When life has beaten upon you, when life has thrown you away, you got to learn to put the word of God on it. Never doubt the veracity of his word, for it bears Jesus' mark of redemption. It bears Jesus' mark of hope. When you're trying to look at Facebook to get your answers, I beg you to put your faith in his book and let him be the light of your world. Let him bring you out of the hurt, the pain that you constantly find yourself in. Whatever he said in his word, can I help somebody today? Whatever he said in his word, it is and it shall be. He may not do stuff when we want him, but his word will never return void. Those of you who've been in the faith, you know you gave up before God did. You know that the scripture says, "They that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." You know the word of God, and the word of God is true. Every assurance is granted to you in his word, and we can rely upon it without failure. If he said it, I believe it. That's what the old saints used to say, and that settles it. If God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. God says, "I'm healed even though I'm still walking around sick." God says, I have everything I need when I'm still walking around with a need. What does that mean, Pastor, if that be true? That simply means I'm going to walk it out. I'm going to walk out what the word says, not the current conditions. Because the current conditions will not be for always. Everything happens in a season. And when we get through the season that we're in, that's when God began to say, "Because you've been faithful over a few things, let me bless you real good. Let me bless you real good. Let me heal you real good." Many of you have had sicknesses. and you became stressed because you didn't know what the outcome would be. Now you look back after God has healed you and blessed you, and you're saying to yourself, why was I even stressed out when God has always been faithful? But this is what God rewards us when we hold on and don't give up. Today, I want you to hold on and don't give up. Our job as believers is to rejoice in his abounding grace and unceased truth in our lives. Let's believe him today. Let's trust him today. Let's hold on to him today. Don't let the enemy get in your psychological formation and make you believe that God is not concerned about your circumstance. He's on the job. And when he gets on the job, he completes the job before the job gets started. Now you just got to wait on him. You remember the story of how Daniel had prayed and that heaven would release the answer? And it took so many days to get to the people that some gave up. But the answer that the angel shared was this: the moment you prayed, God released it. Something got caught in the atmosphere. Don't allow what got caught in the atmosphere to hinder your trust, your belief in God responding by his word to your circumstance. I want you to believe God. I want you to trust God. I want you to hold. I want you to rejoice in him and allow his word to work in your life to heal you, to deliver you, to strengthen you, to bring you peace. Let his word work in your life. The whole notion of amen is that it is settled. The whole notion of saying amen to everything that happens around you and through you is to say amen. It simply means it's settled. Whatever God has said, whatever God has done, I'm satisfied with it because God loves me. Today's word is let the word work in your life. The psalmist makes it clear, thy word is true. Let that truth operate in your life. Let that truth give you peace in the midst of every storm you're going through. He is God, Jehovah Jireh. He provides for us. He makes ways for us. He's our healer. I need you to trust his word today. And that's your word for today. I want you to trust his word. You trust your pastor. Now I want you to trust his word. You trust your doctor, but now I want you to trust his word. You trust friends, family, but now I want you to trust his word. You may say, Pastor, why? Why should we let the word work in our lives? Why should we? And here's number one, for your rebound. You've been damaged. Who are you talking about, Pastor? You. You've been damaged. And God is saying, I want to give you a strong bounce back. I want you to recover as never before. But it won't happen if you don't let the word work in your life. Trust is letting the word work in your life. Holding fast to what God has said he would do. Not giving up and being weary. Full of anxiety. No, it's God, I trust you, and God will give the rebound. But not only should we allow the word to work in our lives for the rebound, but also for the reciprocity. There's an exchange that God is trying to do in your life. Allowing the word to work, God is trying to exchange something. He wants you to give him your anxiety so he can give you his peace. He can give you peace if you won't let go of the anxiety. He can give you stress if you're still holding on to what you can see. Listen, total healing is needed. Reciprocity is an exchange process. God is saying, I'm willing to shift with you. I'm willing to take your burdens and give you my peace. But you're going to have to do it by trusting my word, by living in my word, by dwelling in my word. Ah, that's why David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. But there's one last thing. Not only the rebound so we can bounce back, not only reciprocity so that we can be a part of God's exchange program, but also for redemption. The whole notion of salvation, the whole notion of being secured in who he is, that one day we may see him. He's saying, my word will lead you to me. Oh, that was good right there. My word will lead you to me. Not to your pastor, not to your church, not to your family, but God's word will lead you to God. He's saying, if you would take my yoke upon you, you're going to find it's easy because you'll be trusting a God who has all the power. You'll be able to get through the valleys and the shadows of death without the fear of evil, because you'll be trusting the only wise God who is our Savior over the universe. Today, brother, today, sister, I need you to rise. I need you to shine. And I need you to give God the glory. I need you to trust him. And I need you to allow the word to work in your life. The word works, y'all. I don't know who I'm talking to, but it works. Sometimes I'm low, but I put the word on it. Sometimes I'm hurting, but I put the word on it. Sometimes I feel like throwing up my hands and saying I'm done. But when I step back and allow the word to work in my life, he bring peace in my spirit. He bring healing in my mind. And today, while you're listening to me, let the Spirit of God, the word of God, the working of God, heal you in the areas where you hurt the most. Don't go cussing anybody out. Don't go telling people off. But allow the word to work in your life. Allow the word to work in your life, because it is healing. It is an agent that will bring you everything that you need. This morning, pray with me. Eternal and all-wise Heavenly Father, thy word is true. Thy word is a lamp. Thy word is everything that we need. We pray this morning that you would bless your people who hear my voice. Father, it is not my voice that they need. They need your voice. They need your presence. They need the assurance that your word will heal them, that your word will deliver them, that your word will set them free. To you, God, be the glory and the honor. This morning, God, we lift the Pratcher and the Cephas family. Father, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Father, while we'll miss our sister, we know she's safe, wrapped in the bosoms of your arms. And God, we thank you for what you've done in her life and through her life and what she's produced in this world. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. Wrap your arms around her children and grandchildren and her sisters. Father, strengthen them in areas where they don't even know they need your strength. You're able, God. And they've been to this road before. And they've trusted you before, God. And now allow them to cling to you more now than ever before. We lift the Patton family. Continue to strengthen them during this time of bereavement. Today, God, we lift Brother Benny Myers up. And we say, God, continue to regulate his body and his mind. We pray for Brother Robert Mosley. We pray, God, that you will continue to strengthen him. And God, reverse and God, bring him whole. We pray, Father, for Sister Ashley Murray. Father, there in Detroit, strengthen her, God. Continue to make her beacon of light. You know what you're doing, God. We're trusting you and allowing your word to work in our lives. We lift today Sister Rhonda Phillips. Father, thank you for keeping her. Thank you for the strength that you're providing. Thank you for how you are making the way. And to you, God, be the glory and the honor. We pray for our children and our husband today. Lift them, God. We pray, God, for all those who are connected to her. You're able, God, and we're trusting you, God, and we're believing it's already so. We lift Brother Jimmy Harrison this morning, Deacon Burke and Deacon Elisha. We lift Brother Ben Mobley and Brother Randy Haskin. Father, you've been faithful. You've been kind. You've shown us what miracles look like. You showed us what it looks like when you trust God, believe God, and stand in His Word. And Father, we want to thank you for giving us such strong elevations and illustrations, rather, of who they are and who you are in their lives. To you, God, be the glory. To you be the honor. And to you be the praise. Now, God, we lift up those individuals who have brought prayer lists to the call. I pray, God, that you will respond according to your will for their lives. Have your way in their lives, God. Strengthen them, God. And Father, we stand with them according to your will. Let it be so. This is our prayer today, God. And Father, now that we're about to enter into various worship experiences, I pray, God, that your word be fresh today. I pray that your word be real today. I pray that your word be relevant today, that somebody will be healed, delivered, and set free. Do it, God. Do it, God, in the name of Jesus. This is our prayer today, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Word is true.
Very good prayer.
Have a great day. Everybody have a blessed day and be safe and apply the word daily. Yeah.
Be blessed. Be blessed.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Be blessed. Yeah. Yeah.